This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today congratulated Dongwang Kamhua of Tirap District for clearing the National Defence Academy examination with an impressive All India rank 71. Sharing the news in a social media post, Khandu lauded Dongwang's journey of academic excellence. He informed that Dongwang was a class 12 topper from Ramakrishna Mission School in 2024 and a recipient of the IDBI Bank Golden Jubilee Scholarship. May your dedication, discipline and hard work set an example for every young aspirant across Arunachal Pradesh, Khandu added. In a joint press briefing held at Itanagar yesterday, a member of Parliament, Lok Sabha, Tapir Gao, announced the upcoming Sardar 150 Unity March, commemorating the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. Themed Unity March Ek Bharat Atmanirbhar Bharat, the event will be organized across the state and all districts from October 31 to November 25. During the briefing, the dignitaries appealed to the youth and citizens of Arunachal Pradesh to actively participate in the Unity March and contribute towards building a stronger, united and self-reliant Bharat. The Sardar 150 Unity March aims to celebrate and propagate the legacy of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, India's first Home Minister, whose vision and leadership were instrumental in uniting the nation. The State Horticulture Research and Development Institute from Basar in Laparada District has discovered a new species of begonia. The research team was led by Igam Basar, along with experts Dr. Deepu Dipankar Bora, Dr. Momang Taram and Dr. Krishna Chaulu. Following the discovery, researchers have named the new species Chauna Bukuchulu, Aryarakta, meaning naval raid, in honor of Deputy Chief Minister Chauna Men. Expressing his gratitude, Deputy CM Chauna Men said he was humbled by the gesture and extended heartfelt appreciation to the dedicated research team for their remarkable work in documenting and promoting the state's rich biodiversity through indigenous nomenclature. The inaugural state-level kayaking competition, the Mechuka Kayaking Challenge 2025, concluded successfully at Mechuka yesterday. Organized by the Department of Tourism, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, in collaboration with the Arunachal Kayak, Canoe and Rafting Association, the two-day event witnessed enthusiastic participation from across the state. A total of 19 kayakers, 6 females and 13 males competed for top honors. The successful conclusion of Mechuka Kayaking Challenge 2025 marks a significant milestone in promoting adventure sports and harnessing Arunachal Pradesh's immense potential for adventure tourism. The Arunachal Pradesh Literary Society, Itanagar, under the chairmanship of its president, Padmasri Y.D. Thongchi, today convened its 146th monthly literary sitting at Itanagar. The literary sitting was initiated in December 2008, aimed to provide a literary platform to the budding literary aspirants. The platform has ever since motivated several writers in the state who have attained national and international recognition and won many prestigious literary awards. The Spearhead Division of Spear Corps conducted a significant military-civil fusion event at Sigar Military Station, Likhabali, yesterday. The event aimed at fostering synergy, understanding and cooperation between the Indian Army and civil administration of Arunachal Pradesh. Collaborative activities in diverse fields of humanitarian and disaster relief operations, integrated development in border areas, border tourism and socio-cultural development were discussed during the event. A display of high-end military equipment and advanced technology was also organized. Meanwhile, civil dignitaries commended the armed force in ensuring security while also supporting communities and developmental programs initiatives. Lohit artist Behalti Ama and Sarang Rangmang from Wakro in Lohit district have won accolades from Arunachal Pradesh at the fourth edition of the art exhibition Silent Conversation from Margins to the Center held at New Delhi. Their artworks beautifully highlighted the close association of tigers with the Mismi community. Over 50 tribal artists from across 17 states that host tiger reserves participated in the exhibition. The exhibition was inaugurated by the former President of India, Ramnath Kovind. It aimed to spread awareness about the conservation ethos of tribal communities and other forest dwellers, particularly India's tiger reserves. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.